Hour number two of this, the Frank Sontag Show, Talk Radio 790 KABC. Thank you for joining us. A couple of random thoughts before we lean into hour number two. I've gotten three emails from people saying, have you changed your show name yet? Not yet. We may actually stave that off to the first of the year, but it looks like that once something happens that I'm waiting to hear about, nod, nod, wink, wink, kind of mysterious. This show will be called Revelation Radio with Frank Sontag. And that's all I can say about the nod, nod, wink, wink. Also, we have an event coming up. It may seem like it's a ways off, but February the 25th, we're going to have a huge event in Los Angeles. I have a men's ministry. We have a KMG event Saturday, February the 25th in the afternoon from 1 to 6 at Angeles Temple and the Dream Center we partner with. My buddy Daryl Strawberry will be there, other speakers as well. Tickets are selling really quickly. So Angeles Temple is a big arena, but if you want to find out more information about that, just go to franksontag.com. Hour number two. We're going to get into Gavin Newsom in a little while and the Paul Pelosi thing. I don't have much to say about. In fact, let me just briefly say this. If you don't, what's the expression? Something don't smell right on this one. From the beginning, you may have heard the 911 dispatch saying that the guy was a friend. Next thing you know, he's going to break into, you know, break Nancy's kneecaps. And they've shut down no body cam, no 911. They're spinning a whole nother thing. You may go, well, Frank, you weren't there. You don't know. Well, exactly. I freely admit I don't know. But I find it kind of suspicious when everything is kind of shut down from what we originally heard. And just the 911 tape in and of itself, where he was identified by name and as a friend. Right? The DA is limiting information. Oh, and the media narrative. It's them right-wing crazy guys. Okay. All right. Sure. They know where he lived. They said it was all about psychedelics and pot, and they had BLM banners and rainbow flags, and yeah, that sounds like the right wing. So that's all I'll say about the Paul Pelosi thing. In fact, let me scratch that off my list. Hey, I think we have a line open, 800-222-5222, 800-222-KABC. Let me take some calls here in this section, and then next segment I'll get into some stories and studies that I have in front of me. By the way, if you recycle plastic, get ready. I think we've been lied to about this one, too. But, you know, we can be good intended and recycle our plastics because we want to make sure we love planet Earth. 800-222-5222. Who's been on hold the longest? Mike in the City of Industry. Mike, you're on the Frank Sontag Show on 790 KABC.
Good evening. I like the siren in your voice. So I look for a lot of good things coming out for you.
Well, thank you, and I'll take that, but your connection is not really good. It's somewhat hard to understand you, but let's try to see if we can continue. Tell me why you called.
Okay. This is important. I mean, calling during a convention in the City of Industry, so I guess my topic, I believe, is radically important. It's the 1965 Immigration Act, which has never been changed. The lion of the Senate, Kent Kennedy, stood on the floor of the Congress in 1965, and he said, this will not change the complexion of America. We'll be just the same, but everything has changed. How the act works is 1 million, there's been 57 million.
Mike, here's what I want to do. Two things. We'll try to maybe reestablish a better connection because you're in cell phone in the ethers where we can't understand. And number two, if you want to forward me any information, you can do that at frank@kmgministries.com. I give you my word. I'll look at whatever you send me. Let us talk to Kim in Valencia. Kim wants to talk about election integrity. Kim, you're on the Frank Sontag Show, 790 KABC. Hi, Kim.
Hi, Frank. I just wanted to say that it's so vital that they do a complete house cleaning on that issue, the issue of election integrity, because it just seems like people are saying, well, we're going to vote and we'll hope for the best. Well, what happened to thorough, you know, investigation and looking at the process from A to Z and having important groups like the RAND Corporation give us, you know, the step-by-step guide to how to clean this problem up?
Well, I agree with you wholeheartedly. If you have any other thoughts, share, and then I'll respond. Anything else you want to share? But it's a very good point and point well taken.
No, that was pretty much it. Thank you.
Thank you, Kim. Thanks for calling. Mm-hmm. Many years ago, some of you listened to me late night on KLOS. I did a spiritual show from 1987 to, I think, 2009. And even back then, I had some guests on about election tampering in our country. And I was more receptive to shenanigans back then. And now, I mean, we just saw with the pandemic and how laws were changed and all of a sudden we can't go to the poll. We just never going to mail in their ballots. And I mean, it's a setup for tampering. Have we fixed any of that? And even the whole technology thing. I was reading a study this week about how one expert says a lot of these machines we still use, there'll be glitches and they're not as 100% efficient and representative of accuracy to the nth degree. I will also say, even if there are entities that want to manipulate, just get out and vote in mass. And we'll see what happens. You know, I know there's a lot of projection that the red wave is coming, and I'm not going to give you my 2 cents because it's 2 cents. You can't even buy anything anymore for 2 cents. So what's the point of me sharing my thoughts? We'll see what happens Tuesday, right? Brent in Los Angeles. It's always good to hear from you, Brent. You're on the radio on Talk Radio 790 KBC with Frank Sontag. Hello, Brent.
Blessings, Frank. You know, you had me at Archbishop Vigano. Mm. The truly valiant, righteous, heroic, and brilliant archbishop who I, as a Jew, praise, God will soon elevate to be the next vicar of Rome, right after courageous, God-loving Catholics toss the current Marxist in a mitre into the Tiber River.
Wow.
Vigano's targeting of the demonic deep state and deep church, it gives me hope for all humanity. And now I want all reformed, reconstructionist, deep synagogues to also be purified by tossing Marx from the pulpit and replacing him with Moses.
Mm. Wow. I'm speechless other than absolutely standing ovation, applause. Let's do this. And
yeah.
You know the one thing about Vigano, however we pronounce his name, he got so much grief and scapegoated. And you want to talk about, at the very least, wherever you stand politically in your ideologies, the guts it took this man to write this? I'm in awe of his, chutzpah, if you will.
Well, he was attacked, but he was only attacked by the demonic
That's right.
The evil and the wicked.
That's right. This guy
is a hero, and I really wish we heard more of him. I'm so glad you brought him up. I've been speaking about him, but I haven't heard others speaking about him.
Well, part of the reason why I read it was because a lot of people don't know of him. And the main reason why I read it on the air was at least I wanted to get it into the public record, his entire letter. And I hope I did a good job in doing that.
Yes, I just want more.
Yeah.
Just get there. I think it was two or three letters
so
far that he's written. And they're just magnificent. They're just artistry.
Yeah. Amen. Brent, God bless you. It's always good to hear from you. Thanks for calling.
You too.
All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah, Archbishop Carlo Vigano or Vigano. There is a tilt over the N. And Brent is correct. I think he's written three letters. Maybe I'll look up this week and see if he's written a more recent one. When we continue, Gavin Newsom says who can become a police officer in California and who can't and what the prerequisite is. It's rather eye-opening. EV batteries and tracking devices and some other things I want to share as well. We have a couple lines open, 800-222-5222, 800-222-KABC. Email address, frank@kmgministries.com. By the way, Craig Parker Adams, my guest on the program last Friday night, I've gotten more hits on Rumble than any other guest I've had on. If you don't know who Craig Parker Adams is, he's a guitarist. Talk about a great time of year to pick up his album and give it out as a gift. Go to CraigParkerAdams.com. Great rock and roll, great guitarist, good friend. And if you missed last Friday night's show, go to Rumble, go to FrankSontag.com. And go to CraigParkerAdams.com for more about the great stuff that Craig does. Talk Radio 790 KABC. Welcome to the Frank Sontag Show. We are here every Friday evening from 7 until 9 p.m. Pacific. You know, there are a lot of wonderful people that I praise God that I'm surrounded by that have ministries or businesses. They are heroes in our community. And one is a man named Dr. John Shea. He was on a number of weeks ago. He has a clinic in Pasadena called RejuvaU. And he's very much into regenerative medicine and rejuvenation procedures. You know, if you got pain in your knees, your elbows, your shoulders, and a whole array of other things, they're doing a lot of healing work at RejuvaU. And I can't convey enough. You know, I when I talk about some of my sponsors, it's not a commercial. These are people that I know. I would not put my voice behind any of the people or the groups or the companies if I didn't know they were the real deal. And John Shea is the real deal. If somehow you miss the open house and you want to find out more about what they do, and I would hope that you'd find out more about regenerative procedures everybody can benefit by. You can call them directly or go to their website, rejuvayu.com, just like it sounds, R-E-J-U-V-A-Y-O-U. Or you can call them directly, 626-551-4800. Okay. Let me talk to Kathy in L.A., if I may, and then we'll kind of lean into some of the stories and studies I have in front of me. Kathy, you're on the Frank Sontag Show on 790 KABC. How are you, Kathy?
Okay, can you hear me?
I can so far.
Oh, okay. Well, I wanted to say, although I've been a Democrat since I was old enough to vote, I am now questioning many of the Democratic Party policies. Sorry, I have a dog with me. No plastic bags, to cashless society, to shutting down the coal plants, and the whole takeover of technology onto the society, and how very few people will have phone calls anymore. They'll only have Zoom calls or something like that. So I'm very distressed about the state of almost all facets of the society.
Yeah. Kathy, thank you. And let me respond. I have been a registered Democrat for most of my life. I'm not anymore. A number of years ago, I abstained because the Democratic Party is not the Democrat Party that I grew up with. These are leftists that have commandeered the party in and of itself. And it's hard for me to comprehend how anybody justifies staying with a party that is so against the basic tenets of our country. I mean, even the whole idea of defund the police. Even though they now say, well, that wasn't us. And I mean, look, the summer of 2020 wasn't that long ago. We had riots here in L.A. too, right? Hey, how about Gavin Newsom? I bet you haven't heard this one. He's introduced a bill that would screen out certain people that apply to be a police officer in California. Listen to this. Christians who reject transgender ideology could virtually be barred from serving as police officers in California, thanks to a series of laws and guidelines rolled out under California Governor Gavin Newsom. Policies that experts say may lead officers to make more dangerous decisions. State officials have said police departments should scour applicants' social media profiles for disqualifying bias. What's disqualifying bias? I kid you not. Such as calling a man who identifies as a female a male. This is a prerequisite to be a law enforcement officer in California. Late last month, Newsom signed a bill, AB 2229, requiring all police applicants to undergo a psychological evaluation.
This is Rich Eisen. Does your antiperspirant keep you dry all day? Dove Men Plus Care Dry Spray goes on instantly dry for a cleaner feel and offers 48-hour sweat and odor protection. I've used antiperspirant sticks for years, but what's great about Dove Men Dry Spray is that it feels light and clean on your skin. It's also quick and easy to use, great for topping up when you're on the go. Also, Dove Men Dry Spray contains Dove's unique one-quarter moisturizing cream that helps protect your skin. Try Dove Men Plus Care Dry Spray. Goes on dry, clean feel all day.
A massive Comic-Con is coming. Don't miss Fan Expo San Francisco, November 25th through 27th at the Moscone Center. Meet superstar celebrities, voice actors, and comic creators. Plus, enjoy shopping, family fun, and more with over 35,000 fans. Get your tickets today at fanexposanfrancisco.com.
Situation to test bias based on gender or sexual orientation. A companion bill currently under consideration, California Assembly Bill 2547, would ask police departments to search, quote, applicant social media profiles for content indicative of potential biases such as affiliation with hate groups. Wait till you hear the categorization of hate groups. Last fall, Newsom mandated the state's Commission on Peace Officer Standards and Training to have all police officer applicants evaluated for, quote unquote, implicit bias based on gender and sexual orientation, and signed another measure to revoke a police officer's badge if he demonstrates such bias. Now, if you think that's not shocking enough, listen to this. Newsom's guidelines require implicit bias tests to examine an applicant's adherence to LGBTQ ideology. One such test measures negative brain activity, involuntary physical responses, and how long it takes for the applicant to match such positive words as glorious with pictures of same-sex couples standing next to each other holding hands. It's hard to comprehend. I mentioned hate groups. The criteria of hate groups also raises the possibility that Christian applicants will lose their job because of their affiliation with a church that teaches, wait for it, sexual morality or biological reality, right? Dudes can't be women. AB 2547 would allow a state agency to determine which groups qualify as a hate group. Do any of you follow me on social media? I think it was on my ministry Instagram page. Let me be accurate here real quick as I fire up my phone. Yes. On my ministry Facebook page, if you don't follow KMG Ministries, I'm on Instagram. There is a photo, and I wrote, this was sent to me from a good friend of mine. This is in the men's bathroom at a large global tech company in the Bay Area. I said, yep, the men's room, shaking my head. It's a photo above the, you know, the commode. There's a basket of tampons and a basket of ultra-thin maxi pads in the men's bathroom. And I'm reading this Gavin Newsom prerequisite to become a cop. Barring anyone who displays even the most imperceptible bias against displays of gender nonconformity or homosexual activity, could exclude the most qualified candidates who also follow such Judeo-Christian concepts as the Golden Rule, experts warn. To be a police officer in California, it's mind-blowing. We've got a wide open board. Let me hit this before we break. Do you recycle your plastic? Of the 51 million tons of plastic waste U.S. households produced in 2021, just 2.4 million tons, 5% were recycled. New research shows. The findings show that plastic recycling is actually a myth. This is according to analysis by the environmental nonprofit group Greenpeace USA. Yeah, we recycle our plastics. What else before we break? What's another quick one? Oh, yeah, this one. It's pretty much well known. Many common diseases are reversible with diet, but the medical industry favors drugs. This is according to a doctor. Listen to this one. Dr. Richard Amerling is co-author of a book called The Next Wave is Brave, Standing Up for Medical Freedom. He's the former president of the Association of American Physicians and Surgeons. Says with lifestyle and dietary changes, most common diseases are reversible. But he says that's not the approach of modern medical establishment today. Quote, the model that we have adopted in modern medicine is to not reverse the disease, but to rather treat those diseases with pharmaceutical products. End quote. Medical system trains doctors to use drugs to treat diseases instead of trying to get at the root cause. Many of the drugs prescribed for these common diseases actually have very little benefit, many side effects. Quote, the current system is so corrupt at this point that it is impossible to fix, in my view, says Dr. Emmerling. We have to start from scratch and build something alongside as an alternative. Let's just build our system, our own system, that will be free from industry influence. We're not going to have pharma telling us what drugs to give and when. We're not going to have guideline committees to tell doctors how to practice, end quote. Along with the overprescribing of medicines, the medical system gives authority to a small group of experts who then, via guidance, dictate to every doctor what treatments or drugs give to their patients, says Emmerling. FDA nutrition pyramid is an example of guidance put out by a small group of experts, which has been widely adopted by the medical system. Right? 50s and 60s, there were no FDA nutritional guidelines. Everybody was slim. Back in those days, obese people stood out. Now, if you're slim in this day and age, you stand out. So what changed? Emmerling says what changed was that the FDA's dietary guidelines came out and pushed everybody to give up animal fat. The vast majority of Americans eat a high-carb, sugar diet, which most people leads to weight gain and to a metabolic syndrome, both of which are linked to type 2 diabetes and hypertension. He says in the wellness company, which is his group, we're trying to get people off medication and onto healthy eating patterns. He says there's a massive overprescribing, especially in the elderly, where it's egregious. He says if you address the underlying causes, you can get rid of medicines, which is one of the main strategies at the wellness company. Talk Radio 790 KABC. This is the Frank Sontag Show. Thank you for joining us. Have you ever invested in gold or silver? Years ago, I kind of had a fascination with coins. What are they called? Numismatist? I can never get that right. Anywho, I've got a good friend, Mike Cordova, who has a wonderful group called the Gold Financial Group. And they are just there to help you become educated investing in precious metals like gold and silver. Great guy, great people, great opportunities to maybe, you know, invest some of your money wisely. Gold and silver tend to maintain their value, if not go up. And if you call Gold Financial Group, 800-214-9023, you may even get Mike on the phone. We talk every once in a while, and he said, you know, some of your people call in and go, I can't believe I'm talking to Mike Cordova. He picks up, too. So if you want to maybe invest, and again, it's the time of year, maybe buy a gold coin for, you know, a loved one, and there's a lot of opportunities to invest at Gold Financial Group. Why not give them a call? 800-214-9023. 800-214-9023. Lee and Laverne, I'm going to take in a moment. I got to tell you a quick funny story. So my son is 14. He's 6'1". We just moved into a rental home, and I bought him a hoop for the backyard. And this day,
a massive Comic-Con is coming. Don't miss Fan Expo San Francisco, November 25th through 27th at the Moscone Center. Meet superstar celebrities, voice actors, and comic creators. Plus, enjoy shopping, family fun, and more with over 35,000 fans. Get your tickets today at FanExpoSanFrancisco.com.
In age, you have to have a doctorate in assembling basketball goals to put some of these suckers together. So I just went online and I Googled, like, assembling basketball hoop in my area. And some group came up, I won't name them, and they said, this is what we do. So I responded in an email, told them what I need, they can get back to me. And then I just got this email on the air. Your home service request has been received. We are sending this email to confirm that we have received your request for handyman and to let you know that we are working on matching you with several of our trusted pros in your area where you live. We've been working with the very best contractors since 2005, helping over 2 million homeowners find a trusted contractor to complete work on their homes. What other projects can we help you with? Air conditioning, concrete, flooring, heating and cooling, painting, remodeling, siding, cleaning, electrical, handyman, a whole bunch of other stuff. I just want somebody to come over and help me build my son's basketball hoop in the backyard. I don't need a major remodel. So anyway, I just found that kind of funny and noteworthy. Obviously, I shared it with my KBC family here. Lee is in Laverne. Lee, you're on the Frank Sontag Show on 790 KABC. What's going on, Lee?
Hey there, Frank. No, you were a numismatic.
Numismatic, okay? There it is.
You were a coin collector.
I was close.
I was a philatelist. I did the stamp thing.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, their collections are good. Collections are good. And the thing with your basketball hoop is you have to have a big anchor on the bottom to keep that thing from falling over, because even though your son is, what, 14 or 15, if he jumps up there and he tries to do a Daryl Dawkins and slam it down, thing is falling over, and it's not going to be good.
Yeah, he's not dunk worthy yet, but I hear you. The one we had at the old house and the one I bought now is just kind of the base. You fill it with sand. It's not like we're bolting it to the concrete because we don't own this place, but I hear you loud and clear. The winds can wreak havoc, let alone kids trying to be LeBron James.
Does he want to, like, continue on, or how good is he? I mean, well, he's only
14. He's interested in ball now. He's grown a ton in the last year. And we had a hoop in the backyard of our old place, and we just moved into a new place, transitioning. And he's like, I just want to have something to shoot around in the backyard. So right now, it's kind of an interest and a release for him. I played ball in high school and college, so my hope and prayer is that he'll get a little serious about it, because it's a great sport, and let alone the skills it teaches you in life and team sports, I'm a huge advocate of. So I'm hoping that maybe he'll get the bug and follow through, but right now he just wants to shoot around in the backyard a little bit, and I got to try to figure out how to put a hoop together.
How tall are you, Frank?
I was 6'4" when I played competitively.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I'm about 6'3" now.
I'm 5'8".
Yeah.
But I lived next to a, there was a court, and you could turn on the lights at night at 2 a.m. I was just working on my free throws and everything. And everybody hated me in the neighborhood because, you know, boom, 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 thump, boom, boom, boom. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was,
that's me growing up. My dad put a hoop up in the driveway, and basketball saved my life. And again, it's kind of fun to just digress from, and we'll get to what you called in to talk about, but as a teenager, 14, 15, my dad left the home, divorced my mom. It was pretty upsetting, and basketball saved my life. I spent hours on and hours out back shooting hoops, and the neighbors hated me. I'd be out there 10 o'clock at night bouncing that ball, and we'd hear about it. But we'll put a little curfew on him if we can get it up, let him shoot to like 8 or 9, and I just need to get the thing put together somehow.
Yeah. Well, I wish him the best. I mean, you got a dream, you got to go with it. My dream was music.
Yeah.
I worked in radio for 30 years, and I love the fact you're back on the air. I remember when you replaced Benner over at the other station.
Yeah.
And you know, we all hated you for a while, but
oh, I
you ran with it. You grabbed the ball and you ran with it, and you did your own thing, and that was good. So anyway, the reason
Hold on. Lee, I got to tell you, and we'll get to your talking about Big Pharma. I have to tell you this. I was interviewed on a TV show in Santa Barbara a few weeks ago, and I got the interview last night, and I'm trying to post it. But here's the point. I talked about when I took over that program you alluded to, I said to the host, for the first year, all I got were calls from people saying, where's the other guy? And we don't like
the
you.
Other guy.
So that was my, for a year, that's all I remember. Yeah. People hated me. I wasn't Benner, and where'd he go? And the station didn't give him an opportunity to sign off. He got let go because of deregulation, but it's fun to kind of reminisce and talk about that because I was just talking about that last week. So thank you for reigniting that memory. So what about Big Pharma?
My deal is with them. I've never been a fan. They're what I told your screener basically is this. Those guys work in that industry for 20, 30 years. And when they leave, whether it's what happened to you or Michael or me or whatever, they write a book. And they say, this is what Big Pharma does to you. Their goal, their mission statement is to make as many people sick as possible with any kind of malady that comes up. I mean, you remember the ads for restless leg syndrome?
Sure.
I mean, they just come up with things all the time, but they have a miracle drug, and they want to hook you on it forever and ever for the rest of your life. And that's totally wrong. I understand the concept, but it's not right, and they're more about selling product than finding cures and making people well again. And it's sad that we live in the society that allows that to happen. I won't bring up Trump. You know, we had this big thing going on 2 years ago. COVID comes down the line. It's like, okay, we're going to throw hundreds of millions of dollars at the pharma companies. They seem to have the answer for our problem, and they're making quadrillions of dollars.
Yeah.
And it really, really, really upsets me. Somebody needs to look into it, and that's basically why I called.
Lee, I appreciate it. Thank you for calling. Call again. It was fun. And also, let me comment on what you just said. In fact, I was talking about Dr. Emmerling and his concern that there is a monopoly that has formed now. In part of that story, it says new laws like those recently passed in California, which dictate that doctors cannot talk openly to their patients about the risks and benefits of treatments without being targeted for misinformation and losing their licenses. Emmerling says they're further eroding doctor-patient trust and destroying the medical profession. Quote, doctors lost control of their practices. They turn them over to corporation and large insurance companies, if you will, and they stop being able to bill directly for their services, end quote. Evidence-based medicine is a construct created by two Canadian doctors who developed a hierarchical system to evaluate the best evidence and then incorporate that evidence into medical practice. The problem has to do with who decides what the best evidence is. and the pharmaceutical industry dominates this process by sponsoring the studies to test new drugs. Amerling said the majority of the experts writing the guidance for evidence-based medicine are paid by the pharmaceutical industry as consultants, speakers, and researchers. The database upon which these guidelines are based is corrupted, can't be used to practice medicine. He said, quote, you can make up evidence or find evidence for any hypothesis, and that's not science, end quote. So, yes, the pharmaceutical industry. Oh, man. And if you watch any, like any major sporting event or whatever, I don't watch much television, but it seems like when I watch high profile programming, every commercial break, there is some kind of a commercial for some type of pharmaceutical drug. That's going to be the answer to everything. And then they slip in the disclaimers for the side effects. All right, our final segment is next. I have a short announcement as well. 800-222-5222. We have some open lines. 800-222-KABC. Email address directly to me is frank@kmgministries.com. We can. Oh, man. Does this song bring back some memories? Welcome back to the Frank Sontag Show, Talk Radio 790 KABC. Hey, what do I want to remind you of right now before we close out this segment? Couple things. My friends at Home Comfort USA have a great deal for you, up to $2,500 cash back. If you just want to have them come out and take a look at your old AC or heating system. And it's, you know, what a time to upgrade. Weather's here. They call it cash for clunkers. Easy financing, payments as low as $99 a month. And their number is 888-862-1929. 888-862-1929, Home Comfort USA. Great people. Thank you to Ken and Tina Starr for sponsoring this program in part. The other thing is, I'll save the announcement for last. There is a story in the news, and I want to be very careful about the information I'm going to convey on the air. So many of you may have seen the video of the woman in Pasadena that took a pickaxe to a home. It's very, very disturbing. Well, I know the person that lives at that address. And their six-week-old daughter, the baby, would have been killed if the mother-in-law didn't grab her as quick as she did. Now, the woman has been charged with vandalism, as far as I know. That's it. I have more information I cannot share on the air right now, but this is a story you want to follow this week. There is so much to the story I found out about yesterday. And if I was given the green light, which I haven't, it would be breaking news, huge breaking news. But we'll see how the week goes. And keep that family in prayer. This is a horrible story. If you don't know about it, just Google Pickaxe Pasadena and you'll see the video. That's horrifying. And there's a lot more about this woman than we are being led about in the media. And I'll just leave it at that. If you drive an electric vehicle, the World Economic Forum wants to start monitoring your battery with a type of digital ID. And you thought it was about saving the planet. No, 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 no. The organization is called the Global Battery Alliance. And on their group's website, they say there's a type of digital ID that will, it's designed to calculate and track greenhouse gas footprints, whether used in the vehicles or elsewhere. Sounds kind of good from the outside looking in. They say this year is going to be a huge global energy crisis and that electric vehicles are the way to go. The main point of this monitoring device ultimately can lead to establishing control over how people use their batteries. Establishing rules and standards before legitimate international organization, nations or nation states can make their own. The plan is called the Battery Passport. Yikes. Providing an unprecedented governance of the batteries that are powering the electric vehicles. The Battery Passport consists of, quote, a digital ID for batteries containing data and descriptions about the performance, manufacturing history, provenance, as well as advancing battery life extension and enabling recycling. Sounds good so far, right? Listen to this. It also consists of a, quote, digital platform that will collect, exchange, and report data to advance a sustainable value chain for electric vehicle and stationary batteries. And here's the zinger. It will transparently report progress toward global goals along the battery value chain to inform policymaking for governments and the civil society. So they're going to put a tracking chip on your battery. Now you may go, cool, save the planet. And I'm saying, come on now. Oh, my goodness. All right, a few closing thoughts. I am a UCLA Bruin fan, and I know we here at KBC, we broadcast the school across town and their football team. Evidently, next Friday night, USC is playing Colorado during what would have been this program. So we're preempted next Friday night. I may be on another night. I may be on Thursday. I don't know. We're just kind of talking about it right now. But I will be on next Friday night. If you listen, you'll be hearing USC football. And I'm like, eh, it is what it is. Will I be on another night? I would say, obviously, stay tuned. If you don't follow me on social media, I'm starting to become more active again. I kind of took a little bit of a break. I'm on Facebook and Instagram. We have different sites, Frank Sontag, the Frank Sontag Show, my ministry, KMG Ministries. I noticed on the break some of you started following me on Instagram. Follow me on social media. I'll give you an update as to if we're going to be on the air next week, maybe on Thursday night or not. I think it's about a 50-50 shot. But we will not be here next Friday night. And that's because I adhere to those that program this radio station. What else do I have for you? We've been on the air for about 4 months. We're going through some growing pains, and probably the next time on the air, I'll have an announcement for you by which this program is moving forward in a major sort of way. I'm kind of excited about it. We hope and pray in the next few weeks to start video broadcasting the program on a video screen as well. Like the podcast will be video. We'll have a camera in here. We're working on that. If you don't follow us, podcast-wise, franksontag.com. We're on Rumble. We're not on all the other sites yet, but once we get video going, then I'll be more active, like on, you know, Apple and Spotify and whatever else. Let me do something I've not done to my recollection on this program before. And I'm not here to upset anybody. I'm just here to say there is a power in prayer, and I'm very compelled to pray right now. As we end this segment and this valuable program. Father God, we thank you for this opportunity to be on the air on this major radio station here in Southern California. Father, you're the answer to everything. One of the greatest challenges in this life, especially for men, is to comprehend that you love us as your sons. I pray that any man listening to this broadcast right now will begin to entertain the idea that you are our father and we are your sons. And Father God, you love every woman on this planet that you created as your beautiful, lovely daughters. And you adore them. I pray by the power of the Holy Spirit for healing, for wisdom, for discernment, and also for courageous men to push back in prayer against the forces of evil that seem to be advancing virtually unabated. I pray for safety between now and next Tuesday and in the aftermath of what would be an election. And I pray for nothing but transparency, accountability, and the truth to win out. I pray against any forces that would manipulate or deceive or lie. And Father, I just pray that you crush them. That evil cannot win. Love is the most powerful force on this planet, which was displayed 2,000 years ago by the greatest love ever seen in the history of mankind. When Jesus took the form of a man and took our punishment, so we will be forever rectified and reconciled to you, Father. Bless the listeners, everyone that listens to this broadcast. I pray protection over their families. I pray for health in Jesus' name, that your kingdom will advance. And your kingdom come, thou will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And anyone that listens to my voice right now that doesn't know you, I pray by the power of the Holy Spirit that you will speak to them and let them know that we are your sons and daughters. I pray this in the mighty name of Jesus. I love you all. Lord willing, I'll be back either this coming week or the following week. Obviously, Friday night, the Trojans are playing. And if you need anything, follow us on social media, Facebook, Instagram. I also am on Twitter, kind of having fun with with the latest on Twitter. Oh, my goodness. And my direct email address is frank@kmgministries.com. If you go to franksontag.com, support our ministry. We've got events in the new year in February and March. And doggone it, we're grateful that we're on the air here at KBC. Thank you for your support and prayers and continued protection over each and every one of you. God bless you. I love you. You're listening to Talk Radio 790 KABC.